Hello?
Hi, Elsa. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. I was about to text you.
I'm so sorry. That took a lot of time.
It's a good timing. No.
Yeah.
It's a good timing.
Yeah,
I'm
so sorry. You know, it's on Monday. I only got one email of yours in which you told me to call you. Apart from that, I did not get anything else. Let me check one more time. To be very honest.
I'll send you the correction.
Okay.
The correction.
Okay, let me look into that. Just give me a quick moment. I'm pulling it up, okay?
It's your time.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being online. I got the email opened up in front of me. I just want to go over these changes with you so, you know, we are on the same page, okay? So
exactly.
I'm pulling up the manuscript.
So
yes.
Yeah,
apart from this...
Here, so I have to, the one
yeah.
on the top is at the with the acknowledgement. The last
okay.
paragraph of the acknowledgement.
Okay. Let me find that. This has
the last paragraph.
Final file. Give me a quick moment. I'm pulling up your book here. Okay, so you said the first change is in the acknowledgement. Acknowledgement,
the last
paragraph. Okay.
Childhood.
Special thanks for my brother. That paragraph.
No. The last, my young friend, Anessa.
To all people I met at Diaspora. That one?
Yeah. Oh, the last paragraph of the acknowledgement.
Okay.
To all people of the Diaspora, and then the next paragraph starts with my young friend, Anessa Jones.
Okay. I'm so grateful. My
that?
Young friend, yes. Anessa okay. Jones.
Okay, following that sentence all the way, there is last but not least.
Got it. My childhood friend.
My childhood friend, Brucey. Kefi, that's the wrong spelling, the Kefi. K-E-F-C-E, I'll give you the right spelling.
Gotcha.
K-E-F-C-I.
Okay, I want to be able to... Hold on, Elsa. I want to do these edits while I have you over the phone, okay? So I'm just looking for the editable
good,
file.
Good.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, we won't have to wait then, okay? Let me place you on a brief
that's
hold
good.
And pull up the editable file. Right now I'm looking at the PDF, and
no
I'm
problem.
Unable to make the changes. Thank
because
you.
Because, you know, the PDF you sent me, it's not editable. So I
yes,
there.
Exactly.
That's
the reason why I want to edit it while I have you over the phone so there are no confusions, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Good
stay
idea.
Online, please.
I will.
All right, Elsa. Thank you so much for staying online. I got the editable version, so let me go to the last paragraph and make the change here. Okay. And this is the correct spelling. Let me just make sure that the formatting is not messed up. Okay, so the first correction is done.
Okay,
the next one is page 6.
Page 6, but I don't have the correct page on this one.
Okay. Page 8?
Okay. Hold on. The second is on page 6 anyways, first paragraph. I don't know in what paragraph it is now. I missed it. Asmara, you put a number 4 in between the... It's a spelling problem. I don't know.
Where exactly is that? Let's see.
I mean, we have said Asmara in a lot of things, but in one of the area, I didn't put it. It's my mistake. I didn't put it exactly where it was located. But you put Asmara for... You put Asmara for something, so...
Let's
keep that because I can't find
it. Asmara 4.
Asmara for city. That's how you put the word. But it's just one word, Asmara.
Okay, which page number would that be? Is that in the first chapter?
Number 6 on the... I thought it was on number... Page 6.
Page 6. Page 6. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't put it on my computer,
okay.
So now I missed it where it was.
Page 6 starts off from the three main architectural styles you will find in Asmara are the Art Deco style, the Victorian style, and the Italian New Roman style. Is that the part that you're looking at?
Somewhere there. It's not there. I mean, I have to redo this again because I didn't put the exact paragraph where it was. But Asmara was misspelled there, so if you find it, it's fine. If not, is there any way you can correct all the one Asmara, the character or something?
Let me check. Headings, pages, headings. There are 300. Okay, Asmara is mentioned 111 times in the book.
Exactly.
So
one of it is the wrong mistake, so I don't know if you can figure it out.
Okay, let me just... I'm on 43. No, let me start from the beginning. Okay, it's just going to take a minute. Let's just review it while we are at it. Yep. And, okay. Right from the TOC, Asmara is appearing there 2 times. That is good to go. Chapter 1, the first page, Asmara appears 5 times. That is good to go. Page 2, Asmara appears 3 times. That is good to go. Page 3, 1 time. That is good to go. And that is all fine. This is fine, too. Asmara's business world, Asmara family, Asmara... Okay, I've reached 40th entry, and I do not see any error over there.
Okay. Since it's the name of the city, people will get it, I guess. So the following one is on page 7. I mean, yeah, page 7.
Page 7?
Page 7.
Okay. Give me the starting of page 7 on your end. What does it say on page 7?
Starting of page 7?
Yeah.
On.
just open up the draft in front of you as well, so
okay,
you know we can.
Urban Center.
It's yes.
A continuation of page. Urban Center 1 finds the strong.
That is correct.
That's the starting. And
yes.
my issue is on the last paragraph.
Last paragraph.
No, the second to the last.
Okay, second last paragraph.
A traditional deer suwa from Sergum, used for Christians, and abake, fenugreek, not fen, S-E-N-U-E, Greek.
Wait a minute. Okay, the second last paragraph that you are quoting, let me see. Second last paragraph. Food customs are different at ceremonial occasions. Both Islam and the Orthodox Christian tradition requires rigorous observance of fasts and food taboos. Okay. Usually an ox, so the meat and the intestine, okay. Served together with the injera, traditional beer. Injera? Is that what you're talking about?
No, traditional beer, suwa. It's a traditional beer, right?
Yeah. S-W-A.
From bracket, it's suwa. S-W-A.
Yeah. It's
and
there.
Then from Sergum, and then, yeah. It's that one's correct. I'm going to continue. From
okay.
Sergum, use it for Christians. And then, abake, A-B-A-K-E.
Mm-hmm.
The one on bracket, send Greek.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's spelled S-E-N-U.
Got it.
That's where my issue. F-E-N-U, fenugreek.
F-E-N-U-E, right? That's
F-E-N-U-E,
how it should be.
Fenugreek.
Okay.
That's going to be the new spelling.
Corrected. And
mm-hmm.
Now we go to page 54. Correct?
No, okay. No.
Anything else?
I think it was page 6, the injera. Hold on.
Injera is spelled as double
injera
R.
Is two words. Okay, injera is two words. On page 6, the last paragraph.
Injera, page 6. Oh, yes, I see that.
Injera
there's no space.
Injera is two words.
Gotcha. Okay.
Injera is the name of the food and is the...
Yes, the word, the letter.
Okay, the verb that was in it, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, next is page 54. Let me go.
Page 54, okay.
It's the name of the girl, the hat. She's mentioned many times. But on page 54, you misspelled it.
Okay, let me find
that. No, they misspell it, whoever they are.
Okay, page 54.
Hello, I'm going there.
Yeah, me too.
Gotta find it in the book.
54, okay. Yes, first line, I see that.
The hub?
Yes. It's spelled as
okay.
R, so we need to correct that and make it D-E.
Yeah, so D-E-H-A-B.
That's correct.
And then, page 56.
Page 56.
The correction of the content.
Okay,
it's gonna
page
be tough.
56.
56.
Luckily, do you see that? Luckily?
Okay, hold on.
Third line, third paragraph, third line. Luckily. Yes, page 56.
Hold on. I see my computer is counting from.
Okay,
48, 49, 56. 156. It's talking about the cell phone?
Yes, but I'm actually looking at the
hold
spelling.
On.
Third paragraph.
No, this
says,
is the content. Yeah, page 6 is the content problem.
Okay, but one more thing. What is third paragraph, third line? luckily she was well oriented. What's that?
Page 56.
56, third paragraph, third line.
Third line, but within 6 months' time, she went through a whole deal of...
Let me read that. Nabiat began her process to acclaim a refugee status and had to move in at the refugee camp. Do you see that paragraph?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On the outskirts
of the city, Khartoum.
Yeah. Full stop, then it says luckily. Is that like luckily the way we say or?
Lucky, yeah. Or I want to put it, you know, I don't like the luckily, okay?
Luckily is spelled incorrect. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be L-U-C-K-I-L-Y.
Yeah. That's one correction.
Yes.
So, and the next correction that I want to do is on the same. She was well oriented and informed by Abraham for any in case or mishap. He gave her his cell phone number. There was no cell phone number in 1972, 73, 74. So I have to change that content about communication.
Yes.
So I'm going to be, I have to put it there. He gave her his phone number so she can call him anytime, not cell phone number.
He gave her his phone number.
Phone number.
And bought
so she can call him from anywhere.
Yeah. We'll have to change
so
that.
So she can
part.
Call him from.
Yeah.
Yeah, the content has to change it. You know who spotted this one? My granddaughter. She's only 9 years old.
Right. He gave her his
and
cell phone number.
Like,
so
yeah.
She could call him anytime. Is that fine?
Anytime from anywhere. From anywhere.
So she could call him from anywhere.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Do you know who corrected? That's... Do you know who corrected this one, Lisa?
Who?
My granddaughter, she's only 9.
Exactly. And one more
so
mistake
grandma,
I'm
there was
seeing
a cell phone
here.
There.
Right.
Yep.
She's intelligent. One more thing.
Like,
mishap.
There was a cell phone then? The second is page 72, right?
No, before we move on to that, mishap.
Uh-huh.
I believe, you know, where it's written there for any in case or mishap. Informed by Abraham for any in case or mishap.
Or something. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that
I don't
mishap.
Know. You want to correct that? Yeah.
Yes, mishap needs to be one word, and it's going to be M-I-S-H-A-P. No double
okay.
S. Okay? So
okay.
I'm correcting that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
See?
Now
the more you read, the more mistakes are coming.
Exactly. That's the reason why I wanted to do it over the phone with you, because I myself can see so many mistakes here.
Lisa,
oh, one more thing.
I love working with you.
I know.
With you.
Thank you. One more thing before we leave this page. You know the paragraph that we were working on? Look at the paragraph before that where it says, Abraham is an Eritrean refugee who settled in Sudan, is store owner in the city, and is well acquainted and knowledgeable of the system. Again, luckily he was the best candidate to help. I guess it's the same luckily that we that we use down there, right?
Yeah, I
so
know.
We
but
have
the
to...
luckily for the second luckily though, I want to change the word, but I don't know how.
I can change.
Instead
I
of saying luckily,
change,
I mean, I don't know.
Let me see.
Some different word, but for the same meaning.
Gotcha. Let me find that for you.
Okay,
that's going to be the synonym for luckily. Fortunately, happily.
Good.
Oh, fortunately sounds
fortunately
better.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to replace that.
And then the luckily spelling is also needs to be corrected, okay?
Yes. Fortunately.
Wow.
And luckily, both of them needs to have a comma after that.
Okay.
Okay, I've sorted this page out, Elsa. We can move on.
Okay, the next page was 72?
72.
From now on, they're easier. They are going to be easier.
One more thing. I'm seeing that there are no correct spacings in the manuscript. I mean, after the full stop, I see the words being joined together. And usually what happens is that once you are stopping at a sentence, we should give a space after that, you know, before continuing to the same, to the next sentence. Okay, so I'm fixing that while we go through. Oh, gosh. I see the errors, and I haven't reached the next page, the one that you're telling me, because I'm seeing a lot of errors here on page 58. Look at page 58 and last paragraph, May 24th.
Last paragraph, May 24th. I got it.
Are you there? May 24 needs a space in between. Is a historic and most. Is a historic. So a historic needs to have a space.
Okay.
And second line for... For every Eritrean needs space. Okay,
yep.
Let's save that. All right, next page. I'm giving a. Oh gosh, Elsa, I can see why you were frustrated. First paragraph.
I'm glad you understand.
Yes. Second paragraph. Again, spacing issue. Second paragraph,
59?
Third line. Yes, page 59.
During
that?
The Derg era, only communication in Arsene. There was no commercial flights, both local and international.
It's
a word like I'd know.
Yes.
It is over, so I'm not going to say, but my frustration was, I can't tell you.
Exactly. I can only imagine now.
Well, it's all over now, though. It's all over now.
I know.
I just want you to explain to Mr. Daniel, though. I mean, he doesn't understand how frustrated I am.
Well, he didn't see the draft, you know, closely. That's the reason why. Now, I'm looking at it, and I know what a miserable time you had. I mean, I'm so sorry for that.
No, I gave Sheldon this, though, the spacing and everything, and he said, once it's on Amazon, we can't do nothing. I'm like... I can't put damages product on shelf, you know?
Right, exactly. You cannot.
But it's okay.
Okay, now I'm looking at page
66. You just stay working
66.
With me, okay?
Yes, of course. 66. Page 66. You need to help me out here. Just want to make sure there are no typos or spelling mistakes here. Can you go to page 66?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, now look at the first sentence where it says, following her chanting the words, I don't know how to pronounce that, but the commas or the parentheses before that, they don't look fine. They look funny, right?
Okay, N-E-Z-A-M-E-R, A-T, it doesn't need apostrophe. It's just one word.
It's one word? It doesn't need an apostrophe there?
No, Neza Marat means the bright. It means the bright.
Okay.
And then Gualey means my daughter. G-U-A-L-E-Y is a separate word. It's one word.
Okay.
Then Intai, I-N-T-A means what.
Okay.
And then Deli, the other one is a good spell, Deli Huma, you want. So it addresses, what do you want with my newly married daughter? So, Neza Marat is just one word.
And
I don't know how the apostrophe
and Gole is one word, or is it going to be two words?
Wale is just one word.
Okay. Got it. So I think the space looks good.
Okay.
I got that. It's one word.
You take the apostrophe out. It's one word. Then
gotcha.
Wale is one word.
Gotcha.
Intai is one word. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Lisa, thank you so much. This will be very nice for the people from my country. They will understand, you know.
Of course.
So, yeah, it's already confusing.
I know. So the stage is fixed. Let me see. I'm just scrolling through just to see if I can. Just give me a quick moment. Okay, so I'm looking at page 68. That is good to go. Right. Okay. Okay, so page 74 you said, right? No, 72.
Yeah, 72 is my next, yeah.
Okay.
Did we go there?
72.
There is perfect. The word perfect, I don't know where it is now. Hold on, I'll find it. It's not.
Okay, 72. I'm there.
Okay, on the first paragraph. Actually, it's
I
oh
see
my
that.
Goodness. Okay. The perfect. There is PERFECT. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so it should be the perfect time to visit, right?
Perfect time to visit, yeah.
Got that fixed. Page 74. Marians.
Thank you for what was the correction. Entered home.
Entered
okay,
home.
The third paragraph.
Third paragraph, okay.
The end of the paragraph, I entered home.
When I entered M home, RF.
Home.
Okay.
The M is not needed.
Yeah. When I entered home, right?
Yeah, that's it. The M. We don't need M.
Gotcha. Okay, I have fixed that. Let me just skim through the rest
that's
of the
that's all I found, but whatever you can find, just help me, okay?
For sure. That's what I'm doing. I'm just skimming through the book.
Those are all my findings. Oh, wait a minute. On the cover, I didn't tell you on the cover, right?
On the
Hold
book
on.
Cover?
On the book cover, my Doro and logo is like grateful.
Okay.
Grateful is written as two words. G-R-E-A-T, then full separate. She said it's one word.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me pull that up. Okay, book cover.
Yeah.
On the back cover?
On the back cover. The fourth line.
Okay, Elsa, I think we have to go over this. Grateful is not spelled correctly. And grateful is going
That's
to be...
That's what my granddaughter said.
Okay.
That's what my granddaughter said. That's not grateful. Is that what you want to say?
Okay. Migrated to USA in early 17 as a student and tackled by all kinds of obstacles of migration as a woman, person of color, and unexposed to life young age. She is grateful to the Eritrean for liberation in North America, the mass organization. Okay, all right. I'm going to run this with the editing team, and I will ask them to redo this for you, okay? So
okay.
We have
also
revisions.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Also, the following paragraph, the spacing and everything is the same problem, like the book inside.
Oh, one more thing. Acknowledgement.
Yes.
Acknowledgement, first paragraph. 1, 2, 3, 4, fourth line. Who flourish?
Okay. I have to go back all the way. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm not a very much computer person, so.
That's all right. That makes
very
it
very slow. I told you already.
I know that.
I told you already.
That's not a problem.
So on the acknowledgement, you said?
Yes. First paragraph, acknowledgement, line 1, 2, 3, 4.
First paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah, yeah.
See that?
Dahlia, who, two words, yeah.
Yes. Who, flourish, would be separate words, and...
Yeah, my life daily.
My young friend, is that going to be Ernesta Jones? E-A-R-N-E-S-T-A? N-E-S-T-A? Oh.
Hold on. Let me find her first, so I don't know. A good friend and Commodore, my, okay, best friend, Jennifer, good friend, where is she? Oh, okay, Ernesta, that's her name. Oh, there is no A. E-N-E-S-T-A.
E-N-E?
E-S, yeah, T-A.
E-N-E-S-T-A, that's correct?
Yeah, there is no A, yeah.
Okay. Now we'll have to see if we mentioned her anywhere else.
No, that's it. That's the only place.
Okay, let me just check. Give me a quick moment.
Sure.
Okay, Elsa, I am looking through the manuscript, and I need 10 minutes with the manuscript alone. So give me 10 minutes. Let me go through it, and I'm going to call you back, okay, in 10 to 15 minutes max.
No problem.
All right?
I'll be here. No problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. Just stay by the phone.
Okay.
I'll call you right back.
I will be by the phone. Okay.
Okay. Okay, thank you.